For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
You ever think about talking to a stranger and then you go over it in your head and you kind of play the conversation in your head and you realize there's no way you should go and talk to this stranger, but then you just say,
I'm going to do it anyway.
So wait, you will stop and think about how the conversation will go before you start talking?
It's scary, isn't it?
Interesting.
I do this on average once a week. I have an odd conversation with somebody and I walk away being like, I should have listened to the inner voice and not talked to this person at all. But I went there and my wife knows this. And so Saturday we were at the farmer's market and there was a lady selling elderberry syrup. Now, elderberry syrup is really impressive stuff. It's like it helps you get over colds or whatever.
Yeah.
But I had to go over and tell the elderberry lady about my elderberry tree in the back of my condo.
She really wanted to hear about it.
I'm sure she did.
I'm going on and on about the elderberries. They fall off the tree onto my patio. I can't use my patio for like 4 months. And she's asking questions about, elderberry season is happening right now. And I corrected her. I said, no, it started in the spring and then it ends in June. But I mean, I cannot use my patio. It's so frustrating and it's on a common space. And next year, I'm going to collect the elderberries and I'm going to sell them to you. I decided that this was a good conversation to have. Now, I was thinking, the elderberry lady, what else has she got going on? That's kind of part of my thing is like, I'll entertain her for a minute.
She's probably thinking the same thing about you. Like, what else has this guy got going on? He's like sitting here ranting to me about elderberries.
Right. But I mean, if I have a problem with elderberries falling from a tree onto my property, who else to complain about it but the elderberry salesperson, right?
Okay.
This lady, it's like the tale of two worlds. She's making all these profits off of these things that I despise so much. They ruined my life for 4 months. Okay. I had to tell her.
Okay.
And so it was like every other time where she didn't have anywhere to go because she's stuck in the booth. But right? She was giving me the body language like, this conversation is over. Uh-huh. You're a weird guy.
I'm done with you.
And I walk away and my wife and some friends were standing like far enough so that they couldn't hear me. Mm-hmm. But they were waiting for me. And I come up and I'm shaking my head. And my wife goes, what was that all about? Why were you talking to the elderberry lady? And I said, I had to tell her about our elderberry tree and how it's on and it's such a nuisance. And I go, I don't know why I just did that. Like, I can't believe I just did that. Now my wife stops me. She goes, we have a mulberry tree in the back of our house.
Well, where's the mulberry tent then?
So, did I go back to the lady to let her know that it's actually a mother?
Don't answer the question. Don't answer it. Save yourself now.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Oh boy, Tyler. This is the biggest forgive and forget we've had to do yet because you're messing with fire. You're playing with fire.
Yeah, I yelled at some ladies from church, and I'm kind of worried God is going to punish me.
You should be worried.
Why did you yell at the church ladies?
Well, they set up at the farmer's market where me and my kids were, and they have coloring for the kids, luring the kids in.
Luring the kids in.
So this isn't at the church. This is at a farmer's market, but the church has its own booth and they have coloring for the kids. I'm just trying to understand that.
Yeah. They have coloring, you know, but if kids want to come do some coloring.
Okay, cool.
But my personal thought is it's all part of this plot to get us to go to their church.
How do you figure?
I overheard one of the ladies, one of them asked my daughter if she wanted to come back and color at Sunday school.
That is so sweet. That's a great idea.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but they're going directly to the kid. It's like basically putting sugary cereal on the bottom shelf. Like, do you want to come back to church on Sunday?
Except it's the Lord's word and not sugary cereal.
Thank you.
No, it's creepy. It's weird. I don't think churches should be soliciting the little kids with, you know, exactly like you said, it's like the Candyman or something, but with coloring, trying to get them to come back to church.
All right. And so what happened? Did you say something?
Yeah, I said something. I said, excuse me, what are you doing? And she played it all innocent, like she wasn't doing anything at all.
So I assume you didn't go to church. You said your piece. You walked away. You won't go back to that booth anymore. Why are we involved? Why bother with us?
I just feel like it's bad to have enemies that are associated with the church. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anyone praying for bad things to happen to me and my family, which I feel like all of these ladies are going to be doing.
No, Tyler, it doesn't work that way.
But, like, are you ever going to go back to that farmer's market?
I'm fine to go back, but I feel like my wife is a little too embarrassed to go back now.
Okay.
She was there. You embarrassed your wife. All right. So we're going to reach out to this woman.
Yeah. Her name's Joyce. She's at in Alpharetta.
All right. We are going to call.
Oh my God.
See if we can get you forgiveness.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
James needs forgiveness from a lady from a church that was set up at his local farmer's market. They had coloring books there, and as his kid was coloring, he overheard the church lady ask his little kid about coming to Sunday school. He's like, excuse me, don't be soliciting my kid to come to Sunday school. Well, since then, he's been worried he's going to get hit by lightning. Sit tight, Tyler. We're to get the lady from the church named Joyce on the phone here.
Hello.
Hi, Joyce. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you today?
I'm just great. How are you guys doing?
We're well. We just wondered if anything odd happened with one of the dads. I guess you were at the farmer's market. You guys set up like a little station where people can come, kids can color.
I'm sorry, you're calling from where?
We're calling from B98.5. Did you invite like a little kid to come color at Sunday school at the farmer's market?
Yes, I did.
The dad was not happy with it?
Yes. Is there still an issue? I thought I cleared that up with him.
Is that something you do regularly? Like ask little kids to come to Sunday school?
No, actually, never. The little girl's mother pulled me aside and she asked me to. And her reasoning was...
Come on!
Okay.
My wife?
Hang on, Tyler. Remember, we talked before and we said that you were going to handle this maturely and calmly.
Whoa, what? No. What did my wife say to you?
We're going
to
use our hymnal voice. We're in the chapel.
Just to explain to Joyce what's happening is that Tyler is on the phone. And
I don't want to get involved. I already got an earful from him.
This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, where Tyler was actually calling to ask forgiveness.
What did my wife say to you?
She asked me if I could ask Emily if she wanted to go to church. And that way, the little girl could also encourage you to come to church with them. Because your wife really wants you guys to go as a family.
His wife pulled you aside and said, hey, could you invite our daughter to Sunday school because I want my husband to go to church?
My wife has never been to that church. We have, as a family, have never been to this church in our lives. So I'm just finding it a little hard to believe that my wife and the church ladies have concocted this little plan behind my back to lure our family. It's a little hard to think, Tyler,
you call it a plan. You call it concocting a plan. This is called a sign or a message.
That's between me and my wife. I mean, I don't need anybody else telling me where or when I need to go to church.
Well, Joyce, this is odd, but Tyler called to ask your forgiveness for being mad at you for asking their daughter to go to church. Do you forgive him?
Is that what's happening? Doesn't sound like it. I was not trying to solicit your daughter or your wife.
But do you forgive me? The question is simple.
I will forgive if I see you at church this weekend.
All right. Thank God.
Wait, no. She's saying you only get the forgiveness if you go to church this Sunday. Do we have a deal?
Oh, whoa. Just one Sunday.
It's all we're asking for, Tyler.
I have to stay for the whole thing?
And $100 donation. That's it.
It's called tithing, Tad. Get it right.
Tyler, you could bring your own coloring books. Do we have a deal?
I'll try it out one Sunday. Yes. If I get true forgiveness and this isn't going to mess with the big man upstairs, I'll do it once.
Mission accomplished.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
That sound you hear, angels singing. Coming up tomorrow, what happens when one person in the relationship is moving way too fast? The other person starts to pull away. Mark reached out and helped us, asked us to help ask his girlfriend to forgive him. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
It's 7:26. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Showers, thunderstorms on and off today. 79 for a high. 73 right now. Braves lost to the Colorado Rockies last night. What else is going on, Kara?
If you have an iPhone in your pocket or an iPad next to your bed and you haven't updated your phone this week, do it today. The company issued an emergency software update to address a pretty serious security issue this week. Apparently, there was some kind of flaw that allowed hackers to directly access your phone and other devices without you ever knowing, with this little spyware called Pegasus. It allows the scammers to do everything you can and more. So they do say that most users don't really have to worry about it, but the patch should do the trick. So go ahead and get that done. Should be an easy couple of clicks.
I actually just got an email from American Express. Someone had hacked my wife's credit card, and she has it set up on her Apple Pay. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that was part of it. Like, they spent $700 on Netflix. How's that even possible?
Are you sure it wasn't your wife? Are there home goods charges on there?
So she's like, I don't know what happened.
No, we all know where those came from.
Have you guys been watching Lego Masters on Fox?
No, mm-hmm. Is it like a reality show where people build stuff out of Legos, though?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty incredible. The big finale was last night, and we saw brothers Steven and Mark Erickson from Noonan win the big prize and pocket $100,000.
Nice. Wow.
They actually filmed the season earlier this year in Hiram, and if you remember, our celebrity insider A-Wood actually gave us the inside scoop on the casting. So these brothers have made some incredible structures, from moving puppets to these objects that could withstand 60 mile an hour winds. And this was like a lifelong dream for both of them. So their final structure was the Warden of the Woods, and was like this crazy creature that roams the forest. And there was like lights that lit up. Wow. And he had a staff and glowing eyes and had flowing water under his feet. It was absolutely incredible. Everything built out of Legos.
$100,000 grand prize.
Yep.
My 6-year-old son could have that spent on Legos by the end of the year.
Well, they're casting right now for next season at legomasters.tv, so maybe you need to get in on the action.
And by the way, there are Lego sets that cost $100,000.
Yeah. Now, there was some sad news out of the comedy world yesterday. Legendary comedian Norm Macdonald has passed away at the age of 61 after a 9-year-long battle with cancer. Now, he didn't want his diagnosis to impact how people looked at him, so he kept it quiet the whole time. He got his big break in the 90s on Saturday Night Live and was a weekend update anchor, but I think one of his most memorable characters was when he played Burt Reynolds. Do you guys remember this?
This is the sound a doggy makes. Burt Reynolds.
Who is Scooby-Doo?
No, that is incorrect.
No, that's correct.
Funny man, Norm Macdonald. Unfortunately, most of his really funny jokes are like 3-4 minutes long. He had a reputation for going on talk shows, and especially on Conan, and telling these long, meandering jokes that if you hung in there long enough, there was a huge payoff.
But that's why I think a lot of people liked Norm Macdonald, Norm Macdonald myself included, because he had his own style. You know, he was very slow and methodical and kind of sardonic, but he didn't just get up like Kevin Hart. Oh, my dad did. You know, like he had his own way of doing things, and I think that attracted people.
Yeah. For sure. The slower kind of
slow burn.
The slow burn.
When's the punchline coming?
Yeah. I feel like we're in one of those positions right now.
current pop culture trivia is almost impossible.
Can you do it?
Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It's Gina in Oxford.
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Kara, get out of the studio.
I'm gone, Gina. Good luck.
Thanks.
Kara's going to leave the room. We'll ask you the 5 pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you 100 smackaroonies. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question 1. J-Lo and Ben Affleck rocked the red carpet of the Met Gala Monday night. Although that event takes place in Manhattan, she's still Jenny from the...
The Block.
Number 2. Comedian Norm Macdonald passed away yesterday at 61. True or false, Norm got his big break after being hired as a writer for the show Roseanne.
I'm going to say true.
Number 3, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot's been greenlit for 8 episodes. What was the name of the butler in the original show?
Jerome?
Number 4, Britney Spears mysteriously deleted her Instagram account yesterday. In 2011, Britney was presented with an MTV Lifetime Achievement Award. What pop star presented it to her?
Christina Aguilera.
Number 5, the 1988 movie Twins is getting a sequel named Triplets, with Tracy Morgan being a long-lost brother of the original twins. Name the 2 stars of the movie Twins.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Let's bring Kara back in.
Yeah, Gina in Oxford. Down there in Oxford, that 5 o'clock sports bar, they still got good burgers there, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they're so good.
What do you think happened to their burgers?
Well, I was just hoping. I haven't been there in a year, okay. So I was just hoping. All right. Gina and Oxford did well this morning.
Well, no, actually, Drex, there was a cat wandering around the neighborhood. And, Kara, same questions. Number 1, J-Lo and Ben Affleck rocked the red carpet at the Met Gala Monday night. Although that event takes place in Manhattan, she's still Jenny from the...
Jenny from the Block.
That's what Gina said. It's 1-1.
Number 2, comedian Norm Macdonald passed away yesterday at 61. True or false, Norm got his big break after being hired as a writer for the show Roseanne.
True.
Why else would we write that question?
Number 3, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot has been greenlit for 8 episodes. What was the name of the butler in the original show?
Jeffrey.
Oh, Gina said Jerome. You were close. All right, 3-2, Kara's up.
Number 4, Britney Spears mysteriously deleted her Instagram account yesterday. In 2011, Britney was presented with an MTV Lifetime Achievement Award. What pop star presented it to her? Just say you don't know.
I don't know.
Lady Gaga, Kara. I thought you would have known that. Gina said Christina Aguilera, so it's still 3-2.
Question 5, the 1988 movie Twins is getting a sequel named Triplets, with Tracy Morgan being a long-lost brother of the original Twins. Name the 2 stars of the movie Twins.
Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Gina answered it right as well.
That movie is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be better.
I can't wait.
All right, 4-3. Gina in Oxford, are you smarter than Kara?
I am not.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,110 wins and 37 losses.
Sorry, Gina.
It's okay. Thank you.
No cash, but you do get tickets to go see this new movie before anybody else. It's called Dear Evan Hansen, Regal Atlantic Station, September 21st. It hits theaters on September 24th.
Okay. Thank you.
If you're listening, you think you can beat Kara, you could sign up to play yourself. Just go to tadandrex.com. Growing up, did you feel like any of the rules that your parents imposed on you were unfair? Did you feel like you were... living in an oppressed dictatorship?
A prisoner in your own home?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards' 17-year-old daughter Sammy says that she just escaped her mom's hell house and has moved in with dad over her strict rules.
Oh, that's
so
smart.
You know, think about this. Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen, that sounds like a well-rounded childhood, doesn't it?
Did the daughter say what any of the tough rules were at Denise Richards' house?
She didn't, but she did drop out of high school to go get her GED. So I'm sure, you know, making sure her homework was done was one of the rules.
Exactly. Oh, like, she moved in with dad, Charlie Sheen as her dad.
Right.
So that she, because one of the rules were you had to go to school.
Right.
Like, that's what I'm talking about. When you're a teenager, you think your parents are outrageous. You think that they have the craziest rules.
I'm trying to think. My dad's retired military, but also had a problem with alcohol growing up. So it was, we were kind of on our own. It was kind of,
I mean, I'm sure he was unpredictable.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So let's go to the phones here, 404-741-0985. Thinking back on those rules that you had, your parents imposed on you, like, do you think any of them were nuts? Maybe, do you still think they were nuts? Brandy in Atlanta, what was the rule?
Well, I couldn't listen to secular music even though I had my own car. I was driving, and if my parents were in my car, I couldn't even play the radio.
Not even church music?
Not even church music. I used to love to go to my aunt's and uncle's house because they always had like some soulful music going on. But growing up in my house, no music.
So once you were out from under their roof, did you just go crazy?
Pretty much. Dr. Dre and I are friends.
Dr. Dre and I are friends. I love that. 404-741-0985. What house rule made you feel like you were living in an oppressed dictatorship? We're talking about Charlie Sheen, Denise Richards' kid, moved out of mom's house, called it Hell House. And then the friends of Denise Richards are saying, now, those were normal rules. She just, what teenager doesn't think their parents have crazy rules? And to that, we go to the phones here. And Gina in Oxford, what kind of crazy house rule made you think you were living under a dictatorship back in the day?
No phone calls after 8, for some reason. No phone calls after 8 o'clock.
What would happen if somebody called you after 8 o'clock?
I could not talk on the phone.
Would your parents talk to the person and say, I'm sorry, we don't accept, and like also teach them a lesson?
Yes, they would. And no one would call me after 8.
And then you'd have to go to school the next day and deal with that shame.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, you'd want to say to your parents, like, cool, fine, no calls after 8. If somebody calls, just don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
That didn't used to be an option. You couldn't mute that big ringing phone hanging on the wall. Hey, thank you, Gene. I'm glad you can make phone calls at 8 o'clock in the morning. Let's see here. Justin in Canton.
Well, I was when I was off in the Marines, I finished up and came back and had to live with my parents for a few months till my apartment was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I was over 21, and my mom would say to me, hey, you need to be home by 2 o'clock. And I used to laugh at her. I said, well, what do you mean be home by 2 o'clock? I'm a grown man. She said, well, if you're not home by 2 o'clock, I can't rest, and I don't know if you're safe on the road. Mm. So just stay out all night and tell me you're not going to come home until morning, and then I won't worry that you're out driving around or maybe drunk or not, or, you know, whatever it was. And I thought to myself, as a 21-year-old, I thought to myself, as a Marine who had already been to war and everything, I thought, wow, this is the craziest thing I ever heard of.
Did you at one point when your mom was saying that you had to be home at 2 a.m., I am a Marine. I'm the reason we have time.
Well, the only thing stronger than a Marine is a mom.
That's true.
Exactly.
Justin, thank you so much for your service, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate you. All right, Mary just moved to Atlanta from Chicago. Welcome. What crazy rule did your parents have?
So I was actually on a date and told somebody this casually, and they said I need to see a psychologist. Our parents, if we were in trouble, locked us in our room. They had, these fish hook locks on the outside of our doors. So they'd lock us in our room for 6 hours at a time. And they said, hey, there's a fire ladder in here. So if there's ever a fire, you're allowed to exit out your window to get out.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, what parent gives their teenager one of those ladders? That would be the only door I'd ever use.
Right? Thanks, Mom. Bye.
Well, and Mary, you might need to see a therapist because my mom has a similar story. Like, her mom used to lock her in her room. And now to this day, if we go to, a hotel or something, my mom sleeps with the door open in the hotel because she can't,
really?
It's a psychological thing. She doesn't like doors shut and or locked.
Yeah, I have a thing for escape rooms, and I think that has something to do with it.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.